Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across all of the platforms. We're 24-7 on the BetMGM Network. We're directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network. We're on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And make sure to listen to us over at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, hit me up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. We got the whole crew hanging with us here, coming off of what was a hell of a football weekend over the holiday weekend, Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. But we got the crew on deck with us. Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us 60 minutes from right now with his thoughts on the Steelers loss to the Bills, plus all the other results from the weekend that was in the National Football League. How about that Thanksgiving slate? Black Friday saw the Bears beat the Eagles. And then we had a couple of upsets yesterday in the National Football League. We'll break all of it down. But we have a game tonight as well. And we want to know from you guys, the real ones at home, watching, listening, wagertaining along with us. What's your best bet for tonight's Monday night football game between the Giants and the Patriots? The old Super Bowl 42, Super Bowl 46 rematch. G-Men and the Patriots. Let us know. It could be a side, total, or prop by dropping it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat. And we'll give you a shout out later on at the end of the program. Once again, favorite bet for tonight's Monday night football game. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw yesterday in the National Football League. We'll get to the weekend stuff coming up in the next segment from Thanksgiving and Black Friday, because boy, I got some takes, especially as it pertains to America's team, my Dallas Cowboys. But let's talk about what we saw yesterday. The marquee game on the Sunday slate was in Pittsburgh. And boy, thought this was going to be a good game. Thought it was going to be a competitive game. It was anything but. The Buffalo Bills dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-7. I bet Pittsburgh +3. Also had some Pittsburgh money line, thinking, you know, hey, like, this is their spot at home against a weak defense in Buffalo. I know Rodgers has the broken wrist, but like, hey, they'll be fine. The Steelers run the football, they'll be fine. No. In fact, it was a disaster. And the biggest takeaway to me watching the game, the Tomlin voodoo magic that we talk about, and there's been times that this year it's come up, you know, the Colts game, for instance, you know, that was perfect Tomlin voodoo magic. To me, I think it might be over. The Tomlin voodoo magic might be over, because what do we always talk about with this voodoo magic? We talk about the aura of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got a lot of that, a lot of ex-aura. We talk about Renegade. Dude, the fans were booing during Renegade. Everyone knows this is done. And last night was pathetic. The Buffalo Bills, who have been like offensively challenged ever since Dalton Kincaid left the lineup with his hamstring injury. Buffalo ran for 249 yards on this Pittsburgh Steelers high price defense. TJ Watt, Nick Herbig, Cam Hayward, all these guys, Patrick Queen, who ended up leaving the game injured yesterday, they ran for 249 on the Steelers front seven. That's embarrassing. Like, absolutely embarrassing. And we always know the Pittsburgh Steelers, if there's one thing that they can do, they're going to play good defense. They're going to protect their home field. They did none of it last night. Offensively, completely lifeless. Aaron Rodgers not on the same page with wide receivers. Rodgers is talking about how, hey, like, it starts with us players. We got to hold ourselves accountable, including me. You can see Rodgers and Jonnu Smith not on the same page. Like, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish offensively. This is a Buffalo Bills defense. Just run the ball down their throats. Like, all their defenders weigh like 210 pounds. Just run the football. Like, why are we making this difficult? They couldn't do it last night. And you knew the game was over. Once you saw the first play of the second half, Rodgers gets sacked. Boom. Bills ran in for a touchdown. Oh, it's just going to be one of those kinds of games. And that's when I knew I was done. As somebody who bet the Pittsburgh Steelers plus three, I'm like, I'm absolutely cooked when that happened. I don't know where this team is going to go. Like, somehow, some way, they're alive in this AFC North because the division is that bad with what Baltimore was doing on Thanksgiving night and what the Bengals are now have been up to. Like, Cleveland obviously is way out of the picture as a team that's not going to come anywhere close to the playoffs. But like, they're somehow alive in this division. It's only by default. But when you watch them play, there's no way this is a playoff team. And I don't think they're going to even win this division. Like, I'm removing them from the conversation, which we'll have coming up in the next segment. Like, I don't think Pittsburgh can right the ship to win this division. They're playing Baltimore this Sunday. The Ravens look like trash. I don't care. They don't look this bad. This is horrendous, what the Pittsburgh Steelers put out there on the field last night. And where do they go from here? Because everyone in Pittsburgh, and all the fans were chanting it last night at the game, everyone wants to fire Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin, in my opinion, is a great football coach. That's why we have the Tomlin Voodoo Magic. He's a great football coach. He's won a Super Bowl. But as in most cases, sometimes things just get stale. And sometimes people just start to tune out. And I think that's where we're at with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, it's done. It's done. I don't know if they're going to actually make the decision because the Rooney family famously does not fire coaches. They've only had three coaches in the franchise's history. Chuck Knoll, then they had Bill Cowher, and now Mike Tomlin. Like, this team does not fire anyone. But, like, if you look at this thing, how is it going to get better? The Steelers are not what we once knew. This team, like, you can remove the helmets, and honestly, the Steelers, are they that much different than the Cleveland Browns? If we're being completely honest about it? Like, I don't think so. Like, this team is not good at all. And it's been going on years, which is why there's the frustration from the fan base to where they get to the point where they're booing during Renegade. Like, I think they need a clean break. Will it happen at the end of the season? I would guess no, because that's how the Steelers operate. They don't want to fire anyone. They're going to ride this thing on out. But until they make that decision, I don't think you want any parts of this team in terms of winning big in the playoffs, like, or even getting to the playoffs for that matter. To me, it feels like this is absolutely done. Just a matter of when, no longer a matter of if. The Steelers' aura, completely dead after what we saw last night. And oh, by the way, kudos to the Buffalo Bills for kind of staying in it, winning the game. And they put a little bit of pressure on the New England Patriots, who we'll see later on tonight against the Giants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That wasn't the only good game that we saw yesterday, though. There were some other good games on Sunday's slate. How about what we saw in Charlotte? The Carolina Panthers beat the Los Angeles Rams 31-28. The Rams were 10-point favorites. The Rams begin a lot of respect. Like last week, after they beat the Buccaneers, it was Rams week. Everyone was saying, best team in the NFL. This is the team that's going to win the Super Bowl, one seed NFC. And all of a sudden, one Sunday afternoon, bang, they're right back with the rest of the pack. And they are now been brought down to earth by the keep pounding Dave Canales, Bryce Young, Teterell McMillan, Carolina Panthers. And we knew the Stafford INT regression was going to come. Like, not because like he puts the ball in harm's way, but I mean, he's not going to throw for 50 touchdowns and two interceptions. Like, that's just not going to be what it is. And one of them was unlucky. And to be honest, watching the game, it was an unlucky game for the Rams. Like, I know everyone wanted to poke holes. Well, maybe the Rams are bad. Maybe the Rams aren't that great. Like, it was an unlucky game. You know, like, they punted like, what, once in the entire game, moving the ball up and down the field. Ball bounces off the helmet of Derrick Brown into the arms of a Panthers secondary guy. The pick six, that was on Stafford. Like, that was just a bad pass. And then you have the fumble at the end where that was a bad decision by Stafford where, hey, like, if you're going to get sacked, you at least need to hold on to the football to kick the field goal to tie the game. You cannot turn it over. He loses the ball. The Rams never get the ball back. They lose as a 10-point favorite outright. But they dominated the football game. However, I will say this, though, after watching that game, and it's something that I talked about after watching the game against the Seattle Seahawks a couple of weeks ago when the Rams beat Seattle. Like, the Rams are very good, but the Rams also have some weaknesses. Like, you could run the football on the Rams, as we saw yesterday. Like, the Carolina Panthers stuck with the run game. Bryce Young, somehow, like, he continues to have these games where, like, you think he's teetering, but all of a sudden, hey, now Bryce Young is good again and, like, kind of, like, saves his football life. Like, I don't know what's happening with these Carolina Panthers or the Jekyll and Hyde team, but you catch them on the wrong day, this is the result that could actually happen where they beat you outright. But to me, the Rams, I don't think they've ever been the best team in the league. I still have concerns about Matthew Stafford against a good pass rush. Now, the pass rush wasn't the problem yesterday. It was more so just bad luck. But projecting going forward, when they have to face the likes of a Seahawks or whoever they end up running into in the NFC, if they run up against a good pass rush, do you think the Rams are going to actually just roll through this thing and roll onto the Super Bowl? I'm skeptical of that. So to me, the Rams, good. But based on that loss yesterday, I'm not so sure they're going to win the NFC West. They still have to go to Seattle in a couple of weeks. If they don't win the division, now we're talking about five seed Rams, all the Stafford MVP, all this stuff. Like, that's not happening, folks. And he's a favorite. Like, it's not happening if they don't win the NFC West, which they're favored to do so. But I don't know if I would be jamming in Rams to win that division. In fact, if anything, I'd be betting Seattle to win the NFC West based on what we've seen from the Seahawks and how the rest of their schedule plays out going forward. But to me, the Rams, good. I don't know if they're great, because I don't think anyone is great in 2025 in the NFL. And for Carolina, before we get to the Indianapolis and Houston game, the Panthers are going to keep bringing it. And kudos to Dave Canales. They have stayed alive in this NFC South race. I don't think they're going to win the division, but man, it's going to come down to those two games against Tampa. And however you feel about those games is how you should be betting that division. Like, if you think the Buccaneers are going to take care of business against these Carolina Panthers, then yeah, go ahead and bet them, lay the points or whatever happens when we get the point spread in a couple of weeks. But if you like the Panthers, I don't even think you need to bet the plus 300 or whatever it is for the Panthers to win the division right now over at BetMGM. I think you just bet Panthers money line and just get your money right there after the game. Like, because they're going to have to win those games to win the NFC South. There's not going to be, oh, they lost to Tampa, but they won the division. Nah, I don't see that happening. They have to roll through Tampa. So might as well just bet them once those games come in a couple of weeks to end the regular season. All right, let's talk about the AFC South, though, because the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts. Boy, Houston, we're cooking with gas. We are cooking with gas, baby. Talked about this before they played the Buffalo Bills. Texans 16-1 to win the South. Now down to plus 350. Hello. Hello, Houston. I absolutely love this. Like, this is what I was saying a couple of weeks ago. The Texans' ceiling is higher than any team in that division, and they went into Indianapolis yesterday and took care of business 20-16. That was the big matchup. Texans defense against this Colts offense. Now, of course, Indianapolis' offense is compromised given the fact that their quarterback is playing on a quote-unquote fractured fibula, aka a broken leg. And it's just like he's going to be out there playing, but oh, it's not going to mess with his mobility going forward, just going side to side. Dude, like, what do you think quarterbacks do? Quarterbacks go side to side all the time, and now he's out there up against the best pass rush in the league? How do you think it's going to look? Of course Houston is going to win that game. But now with C.J. Stroud back in the fold, and Stroud was, like, okay yesterday. He wasn't really good. And, in fact, it probably was below average. But you would expect Stroud to kind of shake off the cobwebs a little bit, shake off the rust, and going forward, it will be better offensively. And if it's better offensively, paired with what they can do on defense, this team is absolutely dangerous. Playoffs, division, it's all out there in front of the Houston Texans, who still get the Colts at home later on this year to wrap up the season. Like, the Houston Texans, in my opinion, are that's the team that's going to win the AFC South. I'm not there with Jacksonville, and you know how I feel about Indianapolis, as I've been saying that this team was barely hanging on and the slide was about to come. Like, they lost to the Chiefs, now they just lost to the Texans, now they're on the road against Jacksonville. Like, that's how quickly things can turn in the NFL, and I love where we sit with the Houston Texans, who this week will be tested. They will be tested this week going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. However, this is the time to play Kansas City when the Chiefs' offensive line is absolutely battered and bruised. And now here comes Will Anderson. Here comes Danielle Hunter. Here comes the pass rush of the Houston Texans. So I love where the Texans sit right now. They don't even have to win the game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they can still win this division. But I love the division bets that we made a couple of weeks ago. If you tailed, we're in a good spot. No need to panic or to cash out or whatever. I think we're doing well with Houston. And finally, Sunday Night Football last night, the game that wrapped up the Sunday slate, Denver beat Washington 27-26 in overtime. What a game, just like first and foremost. That was a hell of a game that we saw. I was not expecting it. I was wondering the whole time, like, hey, like, why did they flex this game? Like, who wants to watch Marcus Mariota against the Denver Bronco defense? But shout out to the Commanders. They brought it. Marcus Mariota played one of his better games of the year. Washington moved the ball pretty consistently against one of the best defenses in the NFL. But my big takeaway from the game last night was this, and this might surprise some people as how my stance on the Denver Broncos has been widely reported. Are the Broncos going to go to the Super Bowl? Like, that's the question I was asking myself last night watching this game. I don't know if Denver is good, but they keep winning. And right now, as someone who's probably been labeled a big Bronco hater, there's a good chance to get home field advantage. And with home field advantage against the other teams that are likely to make the playoffs, who's going into Denver and beating this team? That's a question I think everybody should ask themselves when they're thinking about the wide open AFC. Who's beating Denver in the Rocky Mountains? Right now, I don't have a good answer for you, which means Denver very live to represent the AFC. We'll break down the Thanksgiving games coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.